I don't spend much time in the past. At the moment, I'm throwing things out, and I find myself throwing old tapes out too. I'm getting near the end. I don't want to cast an air of doom over the programme, but I'm a man who is approaching his terminus, and I'm starting to ask myself how much of this junk you can take with you, and the answer is none, none of it all.
You've been ill for a couple of years now, haven't you?
I've been really ill for 2.5 years. I was diagnosed with leukaemia, and then I had COPD, which is the fancy name for emphysema, and my immune system packed up, and that's just the start. And here it is. I swore to myself, I almost died 4 times, you know, in that period. And I swore to myself, if I could just get through this winter, I'd start feeling better. And I've got through the winter, and here it is, a lovely sunny day, and guess what? I don't feel better.
Does it add extra poignancy looking back in the state you are in at the moment?
Yes, it does. I keep thinking of things I might have done better. I remember the good times, of course, but mainly I remember the errors. It's in my nature. In fact, it makes me almost impossible to live with and to work with, I understand.
Well, hopefully we'll be reminding you of some of the victories as well as the errors. And we'll start with one of your earliest appearances in print, written when you were a student at Sydney University. And this is an article written for the university magazine On Histoire in 1960. It's a Lit Crit parody, taking Barbar Black Sheep at a mock serious level. And actually, I'd like you to read an extract from this piece yourself, Clive.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Did I write this?
Well, you did, and here it is. If you'd just like to read.
Oh, I'm going to read it.
Yes.
Ooh.
Your own critical study of Barbar Black Sheep.
Barbar Black Sheep, a critical study, Clive James, 1960. The most important thing about this analytical survey of the economic condition among sheep is the essentially bureaucratic nature of any such inquiry. The question, have you any wool, is a penetrating one, and in fact raises the whole problem of vested interests of a controlling class grabbing the textile industry from the small consumer. Surely only a Christian or a cop could support such an idiotic movement towards repressiveness.